With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Every Sunday, 8-year-old Micah Singerman heard his parents, IMB missionaries Kevin and Victoria Singerman, tell chronological Bible stories in Kampala, Uganda. He then watched Ugandan believers go out and share those stories with people in their community. One Sunday, Micah eagerly announced to the church that it was his turn to share, just like they did. He planned to tell a Bible story to children on the family trip to rural Uganda. He practiced all week long to tell the story of David and Goliath. The Singerman family said God used Micah's courage to inspire children to go and to share the story of God's word with their friends in their village. Church planting is a great need across America, and God is meeting that need. The Send Network says they have roughly 4,700 churches that are identifying themselves as supporting or sending churches for just over 1,600 endorsed church planters. Supporting a church can involve in pledging to pray and extending to give financially. The Pillar Network is also at work helping church planters as they're working to plant biblical churches. Leaders at Pillar say they're currently working with 470 partnering churches. The world has many problems, from war to food insecurity to human trafficking. There are many problems. The greatest, though, is lostness. 59% of the world's population doesn't know that God has sent light into the world through Jesus Christ. More than 3,500 IMB missionaries and their families are trying to share this good news before it's too late. You can help. Learn how at imb.org. Veteran church leader Chuck Lawless says sometimes church is just fun. He says when prayer is the first response, brings genuine joy to a local church. When let's pray about it is the first response to any issue because the people truly want God's guidance, they know their own fallibility, and they dare not take a step without God's leading. He says that's a fun place to be. He also says when family is more than just a word. He knows it from personal experience, he says. He said his parents weren't believers until late in life, so his church family really was his family. He also says when the next generation is being sent. He says he knows it's hard to send our best. He often talks with pastors who want to keep their finest and with parents who want to keep their kids and grandkids around. But when a church launches them into their own work, it can be exciting and fun. He says, when the congregation deeply and publicly cares for their pastor and his family, he says that's when true joy spreads across a congregation. Read that full piece from Chuck Lawless and learn how to sign up for our morning and afternoon email at baptistpress.com.